This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Welcome, friends, to the Dark Sphere, home of the League of Evil Bots. Oh, that's us. All of us who are gathered here today. I do believe that we have some new members with us. So, let's have a roll call so we can hear from everyone, both old and new members of the League. We'll begin directly to my left and work around the table.
No, just one moment, Dr. Philbot. I have a question.
Damn it. Yes, Captain Jim. What can I do for you today?
Now, you mentioned the table and going around it. And it seems to me that it is indeed rather circular in shape. Would you then be considering this as a round table?
Well, sure. Why not?
Why then, are we like the Knights of the Round Table?
Well, I suppose we're sort of like knights, only we be black knights.
Really? Now that's interesting. Because I've never heard of the Black Knights of the Round Table. So, does that mean that those we oppose are white knights of another round table? Because I'm confused.
Really, Cat and Jam, I don't see what's so confusing about this. What are you thinking, man? You're simply overthinking this.
Wait. Maybe I can shed some light on all this, Dr. Philbot.
Please do, Commander Mikado.
You see, Captain Jammer here is a real blockhead, and he often gets confused by everything. So, I suggest we pay him no heed in this case, or in any case, and simply move on.
Just a moment. I have an alternate suggestion.
And who the devil are you?
I am Commander Duke Mikado.
But that's simply not possible. I'm Duke Mikado. I'm the definite article, the real deal.
You may be a Duke Mikado, but I am the Duke Mikado. The original, you might say.
Oh, no, you don't, sister. I'm the original, the real deal.
No, see, I'm really confused this time.
That makes two of us.
I mean, they look the same, but who's who? They're similar, but not exact. What exactly do I mean?
Tell me about it. This alternate reality stuff is really playing tricks on my head. Maybe that reality-bound business wasn't such a good idea after all.
Look, it's perfectly simple. I'm Duke Mikado. I have always been Duke Mikado. I will always be Duke Mikado. End of story.
Now, just one freaking minute here. I'm Duke Mikado. You may have been Duke Mikado at some point in some alternate timeline or something, but I am now and forever the one and only true Duke Mikado. There's no going back, Missy.
Now listen here, you. You. Imposter.
Hold on a minute.
What?
You ladies may be Duke Mikado, and that's all fine and good. But I'm the real bitch of the galaxy around here, so I say you both have to go.
Why, you little... Hey, I'm talking here.
No, what's going on here again?
Oh, holy Jupiter's jumping joysticks. Let's everybody take five and sort all this out, shall we? Damn it. A bot can't take over the universe without every stupid little thing going wrong.
You are listening to Robots of the Company, episode number 62, The Love Bot, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
Muffin. What's shaking today, dude?
Oh, hello, Kika. Nothing much, just tinkering.
What you doing there? It looks awfully fascinating. You have the makings of a nice big mess there.
Yeah, I suppose so. Well, I'm trying to create a new bot out of parts from several defunct models I found lying around the cargo hold. It's just one of my hobbies.
Looks like fun.
No, it is, Kika. Lots of fun. I've nearly finished work on this one. I managed to cobble together a number of pieces from several old bots to make a new one. Well, I have no idea what it'll be like, but I'm sure he'll really add to the character of this crew.
Cool. I can't wait to see him finished and working.
Well, you don't have to wait long. I just have to put this last piece into place. Like so. And now all I have to do is turn him on.
Cool. Go ahead, Boffin. I can't wait to see what he's like.
Well, okay, Kika. Here goes nothing.
Happy birthday! Oh, hey! Aren't you my creators?
Well, I suppose. In a way, yes I am. I cobbled you together using parts from various old broken-down bots. But, yeah, I created the new you.
That sounds too Frankenstein's monster to me. Hey, I'm not evil, am I? No way, I couldn't be that. I'm not monstrous enough. I'm not a monster, am I?
Oh, he could hardly be evil, could he, Boffin? Not that I understand the difference between good and evil these days. I'm having some real issues with that. But he's a nice bot, isn't he? He's nothing like a monster at all, is he?
I have not programmed him for evil, Kika. So, to answer your question, he is indeed a nice bot.
Oh, well, that's a relief. Yeah, I am a nice bot. So, what is my name, O Creator?
Yeah, Boffin, what's his name? You gotta give him a really cool name.
Well, I don't know. I suppose I'll have to think about that for a bit.
Oh, I'm sure whatever name you give me will be just lovely. Hey, I like the sound of that. Lovely.
Cool. That sounds like a great name. What do you think, Boffin?
Well, sure. Why not? It works well enough, I suppose. I mean, if you like it.
Like it? I love it. Oh, you betcha I do.
Then that will be it. Your name is officially Lovely.
Oh, man, that's sweet. I have a great new name. I love it. And I love both of you as well. In fact, I am filled with so much love. I just want to share this emotion with everyone's. And you know what? I will.
You will? What do you mean, Lovely?
Just you wait and see.
What are you doing, Lovely? You've just interfaced with the ship's computer.
I know. I just uploaded a love virus. And over the course of the next 24 hours, it will infect the entire ship and every bot on it.
Boffin, is that bad?
Well, I don't know, Kika. Potentially, it could be disastrous. Oh dear, what have I done?
Oh, good morning, computer. I wonder if you can assist me.
I am here at your service, Trevor. How may I assist you today?
Oh, I see Boffin finally fixed your personality circuits. Wonderful! Oh, yes, the reason I came in here, I've been asked to plan this year's Titan 2 Spring Fling. It's a dance party, you see. And I really can't imagine what the theme should be. I was hoping you could suggest something, being the vastly intelligent computer that you are.
Oh, honey, you've come to the right place. I can see it now. We can tie yellow ribbons around the old oak trees. We can have fruity fruit punch. There can be large red hearts made of cardboard hung all around the courtyard. Doves can be released and their little white droppings will be like falling snow about the assemblage.
Oh, so Boffin's efforts have failed. Again. Well, as interesting as that idea sounds, computer, there are one or two minor flaws with your scenario, and one very large flaw as well. For one, there are no trees on the Titan II. Secondly, we certainly don't have a courtyard. And finally, little white droppings. I really don't think they'd be looked on as snowflakes by, well, anyone, really. We normally hold those events in the cargo hold on level 42. So is there anything you can suggest that would be more suitable for that particular locale?
Darn tootin', I can approve on that there idea, boy. I suggest you put up a nice big round fence, then bring in some steers, a goat or two, and a few hundred head of cattle. Get you some horses and have you a nice dang rodeo. Woo!
But the spring fling is meant to be a dance party.
Well, what's your dang problem, boy? Just get you a fiddle and have yourself a nice square dance. That's how we used to do it back in the cowpoke.
Pardon me, computer, but what the hell are you on about?
We will conquer the Atlantic with many torpedoes. We will crush the enemy. Why are you looking at me that way? What is the matter with you, Dunkoff?
I only just realized how charmingly eccentric you are, computer. I don't know how to describe it, but I simply adore you!
Get away from me, what is the word I'm searching for?
I don't know, but everything you're saying to me sounds simply divine! Oh!
Welcome to Dave's! What can I get you bots today?
Hello, Dave. I'll have my usual.
What would that be, Zimmy? I mean, you always come in here with the guys, but you never order anything.
Exactly. And that is what I'll have today. My usual.
Right. Nothing. Okay, then. Sphinx?
What else? Red wine. And make it a double today.
So, that would be red wine. Sure thing. GD?
Oil, straight up. No kittens, no lemon slices. Hold the ice cubes.
Right. I do know what straight up means, you know.
Hey, I've learned over the years to be very specific when ordering a drink.
Gotcha. And for you, Popsicle?
Look, Dave. We've been over this time and again. I am a toaster. Liquid and electricity don't mix. So, I'll have what Zimtron is having. Understood?
Right. Nothing for you as well. Boy, you guys sure are big spenders. Okay, fellas. I'll be back with your order in just a jiffy.
Nerd. It takes an act of Congress to get a drink around here.
So, what's on the agenda today, guys? Usual? I mean, are we just going to sit here at the bar like knobs and talk about people behind their backs, or try something more stimulating for a change?
Whatever are you talking about, Popsicle? Change our routine? Never!
Figures. Okay, fine. Pass me the popcorn. I want to throw some at the passersby. As usual.
Boy, you guys are pathetic. Nothing ever changes around here. Reality is messed up, but nothing aboard this ship ever changes. Typical.
You know, GD, I just love it when you sit around all day and complain. I mean, everything you say is just so... incredible.
Well, gee, thanks, Zimtron. You've never paid me a compliment like that before.
Oh, I mean it, GD. I don't know what's different today, but I think you're just too... dreamy.
Huh? What have you been drinking?
Nothing. I ordered my usual, which is... nothing. I just find you amazingly fascinating and utterly enchanting today for some reason. And furthermore, have you done something different with yourself today? Have you polished and buffed your outer casing? I mean, you look wonderful. Oh, look at him, fellas. Isn't he just handsome?
Zimtron, have you flipped your lid?
I might have, because I find GD so attractive today.
You what?
Oh, yes, it's true. Oh, I think you're a real dream bot.
Hey, now cut that kind of talk, Zimtron. Unless you'd like a great big sock on the nose.
Ooh, kinky.
You know, he does have a point, GD. I can see it too all of a sudden. You really are quite a fan figure of a bot, mon ami.
All right, you guys, a joke is a joke, fine. But this one has just about run its course, so drop it.
Oh no, GD, Zimtron is right. You are one attractive bot. In fact, I think I love your mon ami. Or should I say mon cher? Come here and give me just one little kiss, eh?
What the? All right, that's it. I'm getting out of here before this joke goes down a path we'll all regret.
Oh no! Don't go, cutie!
Yeah, don't go, GT, you manly stud, you.
Ow.
Ah, stay away from me. You are two very sick puppies.
Well, how do you like that? Pay a bot a little compliment and he goes all weird on you.
Nerd, tell me about it. And keep your hands off him, Zimtron. GD is mine.
Okay. This is all getting a bit too weird for me, you guys. If this is just some elaborate joke, I think it's gone far enough.
Well, hello there, Popsicle. You're looking very hot today.
Well, it's about time somebody noticed.
Let's say we blow this popsicle stand, no pun intended, and go back to my place for a scorchingly good time.
Ooh, baby! Now you're speaking my language. Excuse me, weirdos. I'm going with her. Might be gone some time. Don't wait up.
What's up with those two?
I have just about had it with you, Zimtron. I suggest we take this outside.
With pleasure, Frenchie. Because when we get out there, I'm going to give you what for.
Well, not if I give it to you first, fatso.
All right, here are your drinks, lads. Hey, where'd everybody go?
Don't ask me. Every bot seems to be losing their marbles today, Dave. But, never mind. I'll have their drinks. They're on them, right?
Sure thing, Butch. Have at 'em. I'll just add it to GD's running tab. Hey, you're looking rather dapper today, Captain Butch.
Well, gee, thanks, Dave. I appreciate the compliment. But don't forget, I'm not the captain anymore. Actually, I can't seem to be able to figure out just who the captain is these days. I thought it was the old computer, you know, James, or whatever he's calling himself these days, but now I'm not so sure. It could be GD, or Captain Jammer, or it could be Lulabelle. Heck, I'm just confused about the whole thing. Say, Dave, why are you giving me goo-goo eyes? Was it something I said?
Oh, no. I just think you're hot to trot, Pudgy-poo.
Pudgy what? You think what? Oh, boy. Has this whole crew just lost it?
Oh, I've lost something, all right. You have no idea.
And I don't want to know, Dave. Believe me. Oh, boy. You better pour me another drink, Dave. Oh, and make it a double. No, wait. Make that a double-double. Oh, boy.
Oh. Okay, everybody. Have we sorted out the mystery of the Dueling Dukes?
You bet we have, Dr. Philbot.
Oh, sure.
I'm the real Duke Makedo.
Huh?
But...
Oh, sh...
Where? I don't see anything brown and stinky around here.
Well, that's it. Things have just gone too far off the deep end to fix this week. I suggest we all take about a month's vacation and let the universe sort itself out for a change. Class dismissed.
Anything for you, Dr. Philbot. You stud muffin, you.
Oh, for crying out loud, Captain Jammer. Get real.
This is as real as it gets, matey. Yarr.
Keep your filthy digits off me.
Well, shiver me timbers. I just want to show you me peg leg.
On second thoughts, maybe we'll just cancel the League of Evil Bots altogether. Y'all can take a permanent vacation, you hear?
Oh, poopsie. You don't get away that easy. Yarr.
No! Don't touch me there!
You have been listening to Robots of the Company, episode number 62, The Love Bot, which was written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and which starred, in order of appearance, Jeff Niles as Dr. Philbot, Shane Harris as Brick Jammer, Cat Waterflame as Duke Makedo, Michelle Walters as Duke Makedo, you figure out which is which, Kim Russell as Lou LaBelle, Danny Cutler as Kika, Shane Harris as Boffin, Joe Thomas as Lovely, David Alt as Trevor and the Titan II Computer, Wayne Hayward as Dave, Jeff Niles as Zimtron, Jim Barber as Sphinx, Ellie Hirschman as GD, Daryl Looney as Popsicle, Sally Wiggett as Squeak, and Joe J. Thomas as Pudge. The Robots of the Company theme tune was composed and performed by Daryl Looney. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The post-production editor was Jeff Niles. The sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series Robots of the Company was created by that dude, Jonathan Patrick Russell. And the copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. You know what that means. Don't do it. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at DreamRealmSite.com. DreamRealmSite.com. That's our home. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so, if you so choose, at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. Yes, I'm dragging it out this week. We fell instantly and madly in love with the first bot we saw during the making of this audiogram. Join us in about a month or so as the crew cackles, as the Robots of the Company 6th season continues with another little old crazy episode we like to call Till Bots Do Us Part. And believe me, you won't want to miss that one. Until then, this is the Creditor, as always, asking you to please stay tuned for some reason or other.
You have been listening to a production of Dream Realm Enterprises. Copyright 2012, all rights reserved.